All right, we'll open up the floor over here on the right, Dylan Davis, and we'll go to Austin Ward.
Ryan, Kyle seemed to really settle down in the second half there. I guess how would you assess his play and you know, how he came out? And just as a team, too, you kind of seem a little bit flat. I mean, was that something that you kind of saw that might be the case in practice this week? Or
No. Couldn't quite understand what was going on there in the first couple drives. Didn't quite get in sync on offense. And then, you know, we had the botched snap. That was not supposed to be a fail. It was just a bad snap. He just kind of, it slipped out of his hands. And, you know, it was like one of those things, okay, what's going on here? But, you know, that is the game, and you got to respond. So I thought we did respond well in the second half, like you said, got in a rhythm. You know, the number one goal is to be 1-0 on Saturday, so check that box. We want to play well in the second half, check that box. We wanted to start fast, and this game didn't get that done. So we got to look at why that is. But, yeah, you could start to see the rhythm again in the second half, you know, similar to kind of, you know, how we got in that two-minute drive 2 weeks ago. You know, so got to look at that and figure out why that is. But some real good play by Marvin Harrison, you know, and we needed that, you know, because they were putting a lot of guys in the box and left the middle of the field open at times, and we took advantage of that in the second half.
Over to the left, Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch, and then Nathan Baird.
Hey, you were coming off an off week, an emotional win, and I know you respected Maryland. What do you attribute the early struggles to?
I don't know. I don't. I wish I had an answer to it, but you know, you just got to keep, you know, shooters keep shooting. You just keep shooting and push through it. But no, I don't really have a good answer for it other than we got ourselves off schedule and then found ourselves in some third and, you know, bad situations, which is why the third down looks the way it does. You know, one thing about the third downs in, you know, a couple weeks ago we did a nice job of is we stayed in pretty manageable situations. This was not the case today. So, you know, didn't quite get that done. But, you know, overall, you know, I was pleased with the second half but not the first.
Played any explanation for that?
Yeah, so you know, we expect him to be ready for next week. It was one of those things where the question was if he played in the game, you know, could he have a setback if you know something happened in the game? The answer was yes, and just based on how everything played out last year, you know, the decision was made to hold him this week to make sure that he was full go next week because we know we got a lot of football ahead of us, and so we have a ton of confidence in Chip and in Mayan to go ahead and in the game and go play, and they did, but excited to get Trey back for next week. He could have played in the game, but the decision was made.
Over to the right, Austin Ward, Rivals, the podcast, and then Stephen Means.
Hey, Ryan, a month ago you walked into the post game at Indiana and said sometimes you have to be okay winning with the defense, especially in the first half tonight. I mean, you get the touchdown from Josh, you keep the game close that way. Are you becoming more comfortable with that formula, if it's not your preference?
I have no preference as long as we win, but I think the defense you know, did some great things in this game. I thought Jim and the staff did a really good job with the game plan. I thought, you know, they were a step ahead just in terms of the defenses that we were in. He did a great job of getting them into the right calls. You know, there's still a ton of things that we can improve on and get better at. There is. But, you know, the pick six by Proctor was huge. I thought Davids did a great job there of not blindside blocking that guy. I mean, that's really heads up football. You know, we got a lot, too many penalties on here. You know, we got to get that all cleaned up. But I think our guys are playing hard. And I think that's the thing to me. Like, you know, there's certain things that we can clean up, some things that were close, but our team is playing with passion. They're playing physical. They're playing hard. I mean, you know, see Josh make that play and then run down on the kickoff, you know, stick the guy inside, I think it was inside the 20-yard line. You know, there's just a lot of that play going on. And, you know, it's an exciting team to be around. I think the most exciting part of it is we haven't even reached where we can be. So we got to keep building and growing. But one of the things that you're starting to see about this team is we don't panic. You know, if it's not going quite right, we're going to keep pushing forward. And maybe in the past it was like, okay, if things weren't going well in the first half, if it wasn't like a, you know, the scoreboard wasn't turning over every couple of drives, everybody would start getting panicky. I think these guys have some poise. They've played some games, and you know, counting on that experience to pay off here in October and November.
Nathan Baird, Cleveland.com, and then Cameron Teague Robinson.
Ryan, as you assess things during the off week and you looked at offensive line personnel, was there any revisiting of the five guys you're playing there right now? And how? What is your concern level? I know you're saying not panicking like within a game, yeah, but like what's your concern level of that situation being the thing that kind of holds this team back?
Yeah, I gotta watch it one more time and just see where we're at with what's going on. I know that there's a lot of guys in the box. You know, they're going to stop the run, and that opened up the pass game in the second half. But you know, I don't know exactly what our numbers were. I know it was less than 100 yards. I know the big sack probably took away some of it, but I think we were just over 85 yards or so rushing. You know, and you know, we expect to be higher than that. So I gotta figure out what it is. You know, is it the personnel, the scheme, or the coaching of it? I felt like we had a good plan going in. You know, they got a pretty good front. They do a nice job, but you know, we want to be more explosive. But it, you know, like for instance, you know, you're coming out on the 10-yard line, and you know, there's a lot of guys in the box, and it opened up a huge play for Marvin down the middle of the field. So, you know, those are the things that we have to do. Is if you know, if they're going to put that many guys in a box, then you know, we got to be able to throw the football, you know, with what we have. But at the same time, you know, when the box looks right, we got to be efficient. And you know, I'll look at that, and when we have our press conference on Tuesday, I'll probably have a better answer for you.
Okay, I'm going to ask people back there at the tables to clear those your computers off. We're going to keep asking Coach some questions. We're going to have two more for Coach up here, and then I'm going to bring some players in at those tables. So if you're at the table, I need you to clear off there. A couple more for Coach right now. First of all, Nathan or Stephen Means, Cleveland.com, over to the right, and
right.
Then Clay Hall.
Just for starting, how was the Mecca right after this game? And then also, just you're talking about Kyle a little bit. What did you just think of his day today?
I think he would tell you, you know, he felt better about the second half than he did the first. Made some nice throws. Wishes he had some back, but yeah, I mean, I thought played well there. You know, I don't know what exactly the numbers were in the second half, but that's what our expectations are. And you know, I know he wants to be great, and you know, we'll look at it and try to get better. But and then with Mecca, you know, they're evaluating him now. Doesn't seem like something major, but you know, I don't really have much of an answer for you right now.
Over to the left, Cameron Teague Robinson, The Athletic, and then Dan Hope.
Ryan, it's a tough challenge to contain a quarterback like Maryland has with the pass rush. Yeah. Just kind of your thoughts on what those guys up front did, kind of chasing him, keeping him running around.
There were some good plays and some ones that he snuck free on for sure. Yeah, and there's you can see sometimes we're bringing five or six, and then there's sometimes we're bringing four, sometimes we're bringing three, and then so what you do is you try to change up the look in the back end for him. You know, are there eight guys in coverage, seven or six? Sometimes zero. There was a couple that we brought zero pressure on. And so when that happens, you know, you have to have a good plan for it. I thought there were some good snaps, but I think there's going to be some things that we know we could have probably handled much better. But again, overall, you know, the goal was to, you know, pretty much contain him. He had 196 yards, 21 of 41, two sacks, and obviously the pick six. So if you had said that going into the game, I probably would have signed on the dotted line on that one. So job well done. And listen, you know, Mike does a good job. And you know, he's a good coach. And Talia is a very talented player. You can just see he's a really good college football player.
All right, we're going to pause for just a moment. Coach, if you could just stay there. We're going to bring in Marvin Harrison Jr., Cade Stover. And Josh Proctor, we're going to send them to the back. Guys, if you could let them get to the tables in the back. Okay, Kate, you there? Yep, any table you want back there, Marvin. And then, yeah, Marvin Harrison Jr., Josh Proctor.
Marv's got his luggage with him. Looks like he's going through TSA over there.
And Cade Stover. And then we're going to continue questions up front here.
Cade, where's your Louis bag? You don't have one? No, you don't have one?
Hey, Cade, you can go all the way to your left there. Okay, over here, back with Coach Day, Clay Hall, WSYX.
I wanted you to talk about getting a sack from a defensive end, but first, 10 penalties, including one on the head coach. Did you talk to that guy about what he was thinking right there?
Yeah, I'm going to have to run with the guys tomorrow for that one. I'll take that one, but listen, football's a tough sport. There's a lot of passion. There's a lot going on out there. And, you know, I'm coaching my tail off. And so.
Trying to catch the ball right there as well?
I don't know. I was just trying to coach as hard as I could. You know, I'm not going to mention. I'm not going to talk about it. I just. But I will say this. You know, we can't have that many penalties. That can't happen. So, well, we can disagree on a few of them, but there's still too many out there.
Coach, over to the left, Dan Hope, 11 Warriors.
Ryan, you mentioned Josh's big play. I mean, it seemed like time and time again today, he was there when you guys needed him to be. Just what's the biggest difference in him this year in terms of his reliability?
I just called him out in the meeting or in our a little get together there in the locker room, because I think he's the best version of himself right now. Guy's been through a lot of ups and downs, injuries, things like that, and he's playing his best football. He's the best version of himself now. Now, in order for us to get to where we need to be in the next 2 months, we're going to need him to play like that. So I just think this is a guy who's been through a lot, and you can't substitute experience, and maturity, and I'm proud that he's playing like he is, but he's got to continue to stay on that discipline, because you can see the talents out there and the physicality. He plays tough. I mean, he plays, he comes downhill. There's several pictures in my mind of him showing up at the point of attack and bringing it. So, great to see him out there playing like that.
And final question for Coach Day, front row Tim May, Letterman Row.
Yeah, Ryan, especially early, it seemed like Kyle was just like a beat behind on some of the reads and stuff. And I'm just wondering, what were they throwing some things at you guys that y'all had to sort of sort out?
No. I think Kyle would say the same thing. Had a hard time early on getting to a rhythm. And as a coach, I got to try to help him and figure out how I can help with that. And then, whatever it is, whether we got to go have him go run a few laps before we play the first drive or whatever it is, we'll find a way to get him into a rhythm, because you can see the talent is there, the ability is there, but he cares a lot, and as coaches, we'll help him get there.